Belden, Brother and Sister, ST. St. Helena, California, October 22, 1906. Mr. and Mrs. Belden. Dear Brother and Sister Belden, I had hoped to receive a letter from you by last mail, if only a few lines. I wish to ask you if you have tried the charcoal for Brother Belden. I think I wrote you about it some time ago. Take pulverized charcoal, wet it, and put it on as a poultice. The charcoal possesses a wonderful power of drawing poison from the system. I wish that I might step in and speak to you words of comfort. I know that the Lord will be your helper and your comforter. I long for the coming of the Lord, for then there will be no more suffering, and the wickedness of the wicked will be at an end. I spent last Sabbath in Oakland. Elder Haskell and his wife have been blessed in their efforts. They have conducted Bible classes in the forenoons, and he and Elder Hibbard have given the discourses in the evening. In the afternoon, I spoke in the large congregational church. Our own church in Oakland was sold a few months ago, and our brethren and sisters are meeting in this rented church till another can be built in a suitable location. I felt the Spirit of God resting upon me. Angels of God were present, and some said that they had never heard me speak with greater power. I spoke for over an hour and then gave an invitation to others to testify. Elder Simpson is now making an effort in Oakland and is exercising all his capabilities that he may so present the message that all may see that the Bible lies at the foundation of all his statements. He has pitched his tent in a central location and has secured a good hearing, better than we had expected. Brother Simpson is an intelligent evangelist. He speaks with the simplicity of a child. Never does he bring any slur into his discourses. He preaches directly from the Word, letting the Word speak to all classes. His strong arguments are the words of the Old and the New Testaments. He does not seek for words that would merely impress the people with his learning, but he endeavors to let the Word of God speak to them directly in clear, distinct utterance. If any refuse to accept the message, they must reject the Word. Brother Simpson dwells especially upon the prophecies in the books of Daniel and the Revelation. He has large representations of the beasts spoken of in these books. These beasts are made of papier-mâché, and by an ingenious invention, they may be brought at the proper time before the congregation. Thus he holds the attention of the people while he preaches the truth to them. Through this effort, hundreds will be led to a better understanding of the Bible than they ever had before, and we trust that there will be many conversions. Those who attend his lectures and are not converted must practically reject the Word of God. We are glad that the rains have held off so long this fall. It has looked somewhat threatening, but we have had no rain as yet. We are hoping that the rain will hold off until the people of Oakland have had an opportunity to hear the truth as it is proclaimed by Brother Simpson in the tent. The written Word of God is a perfect rule of faith and action. It is able to make men wise unto salvation. It leads to a renouncing of all dependence upon self and an entire dependence upon the righteousness and the intercession of Christ. All who will earnestly determine to keep the commandments of God will be kept as obedient children. The more we individually become acquainted with the Word, the more we shall be inspired by faith. The Lord's salvation is the joy of His people. We are surely rapidly nearing the close of this earth's history. As the end approaches, those who serve God with all the heart will strive earnestly to perfect a Christian character. We pray that the Lord may come very near to the afflicted one, and that he may be given grace to bear his sickness. Dear brother and sister, keep your eyes fastened on Jesus. If you will look to him, you will discern his sympathy. In all our afflictions, he is afflicted. He can give peace to the darkened soul. Sister Belden, be careful that you do not overdo. Rest whenever you can. You have been passing through a time of grievous affliction, in seeing sufferings that you could not relieve. All I can say to you is, keep the eyes of faith fixed upon Jesus, and you will not look to him in vain. Be of good courage. The end of all things is at hand. The Lord Jesus suffered for the sins of the whole world, and we may overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Brother Belden, I know not if you are still living, but if so, I hope that the pain is less severe. We trust that your intense sufferings may not last long, but that you may soon be. Asleep in Jesus, blessed sleep, from which none ever wake to weep. Keep the eye off faith fixed upon the Redeemer. He knows the meaning of bodily and mental suffering. He tried to save the souls of all, but in agony he was forced to say of many, "Ye will not come unto me, that ye might have life." John 5, verse 40. But few have received his offers of mercy. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. We will bear in mind that we are in the hands of a merciful God. Christ endured the agonies of the crucifixion, that we might be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16.